How to Improve Your Spiritual Wellness in Midlife by Lori Jonas of Living Marvelously. As a woman in midlife, you may be experiencing a lot of changes. Looking back at all of your experiences and wondering where that brings you today. As you age, you may find yourself questioning your beliefs and seeking a deeper connection with your spirituality. This is where spiritual wellness in midlife comes in. Spiritual wellness is a crucial aspect of overall wellness, especially in midlife. It involves finding meaning and purpose in life, developing a sense of inner peace, and connecting with something greater than yourself. It's about finding balance and harmony in your life and living in a way that aligns with your values and beliefs. By focusing on spiritual wellness, you can improve your mental and emotional well-being and enhance your overall quality of life. So what is spiritual wellness? Spiritual wellness is the state of being connected to something greater than yourself. It involves having a sense of meaning and purpose in your life and feeling a sense of balance and harmony between your inner and your outer worlds. In midlife, you may find that you are looking for deeper meaning in your life. You may be questioning your purpose and wondering what your legacy will be. Spiritual wellness is not necessarily about religion, although it can be. It is about finding a sense of purpose and meaning that resonates with you. This can come from a variety of sources, including nature, art, music, relationships, and community. It is a journey that requires self-reflection, exploration, and growth. Let's look at a few ways to boost spiritual wellness in midlife. Mindfulness and meditation. Midlife can be a time of great change and transition. Mindfulness and meditation are powerful tools that help you navigate this period with greater ease, clarity, and peace of mind. When meditating or being mindful, you can create a deeper connection to source energy. Mindfulness is the practice of being present and fully engaged in the current moment without judgment or distraction. It can help you cultivate greater awareness of your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations, allowing you to respond to life's challenges with greater clarity and equanimity. Meditation is a specific form of mindfulness practice that involves sitting quietly and focusing your attention on a particular object, such as your breath or a mantra. It can help you cultivate a sense of calm and inner peace, reducing stress and anxiety and promoting overall well-being. Research has shown that mindfulness and meditation can have a range of benefits for midlife adults, including reducing stress and anxiety, improving mood and emotional regulation, enhancing cognitive function and memory, improving sleep quality, reducing symptoms of chronic pain and illness, and increasing feelings of well-being and happiness. To get started with mindfulness and meditation, you don't need any special equipment or training. There are many resources available online, including guided meditations, mindfulness apps, and online classes. When practicing mindfulness and meditation, it's important to approach it with a sense of curiosity and openness. Don't worry if your mind wanders or if you find it difficult to focus at first. With practice, you'll develop greater skill and ease in cultivating mindfulness and meditation, and you'll begin to experience the many benefits that come with it. So take some time each day to sit quietly, focus your attention, and cultivate mindfulness and meditation. You'll be amazed at the positive impact it can have on your overall well-being and spiritual wellness in midlife. Journaling and self-reflection. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection, self-discovery, and personal growth, especially in midlife. As you age and your life becomes increasingly complex, it can be easy to lose sight of your goals and values. Journaling can help you reconnect with your inner self and clarify your thoughts and feelings. By writing down your thoughts and emotions, you can gain insight into your personal relationships and how they affect your well-being. You can also identify patterns in your behavior and thought processes that may be holding you back from reaching your full potential. To get started with journaling, find a quiet and comfortable place where you can write without distractions. Set aside a few minutes each day to write about your experiences, thoughts, and feelings. You can use prompts or exercises to guide your writing, or simply write freely. You can also use automatic writing prompts to download information from source energy and discover a relationship with it. Self-reflection is another essential tool for spiritual wellness in midlife. It involves examining your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors and evaluating how they align with your values and goals. And by reflecting on your experiences, you can gain a deeper understanding of yourself and your place in the world. Keep a journal of your reflections and refer back to it regularly to track your progress and growth. Consider seeking support from a spiritual life coach to help you navigate the challenges of midlife and develop a more positive outlook on your life. Gratitude and positive thinking. In midlife, it's common to reflect on your life and start to worry about what you haven't accomplished yet. However, focusing on what you don't have can lead to negative thinking and a lack of fulfillment. So instead, practice gratitude and positive thinking can help you appreciate what you do have and find joy in the present moment. Gratitude is the act of being thankful for the good things in your life. It can help you shift your focus from what you lack to what you have, which can lead to increased happiness and satisfaction. One way to practice gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal. Each day, write down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be big or small, such as a good cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or a beautiful sunset. Over time, you'll start to notice more positive things in your life and you'll feel more content. Positive thinking is another powerful tool to improving your well-being. It involves focusing on the positive aspects of a situation rather than the negative. For example, instead of dwelling on a mistake you made, focus on what you learned from it and how you can improve in the future. Positive thinking can help you feel more optimistic and confident, which can lead to greater success and happiness. Here are some tips for practicing gratitude and positive thinking. Start each day with a positive affirmation, such as, "Today is going to be a great day," or "I am capable of achieving my goals." When faced with a challenge, try to find the silver lining or the lesson you can learn from it. Surround yourself with positive people who uplift and encourage you. Take time to appreciate the small things in life, such as a good meal, a warm hug, or a beautiful view. Practice mindfulness, which involves being present at the moment and observing your thoughts without judgment. This can help you stay focused on the positive aspects of your life. Spirituality and religion. Spirituality and religion are often used interchangeably, but they are not the same thing. Spirituality is a broad concept that encompasses a sense of connection to something greater than oneself, such as nature, the universe, or a higher power. Religion, on the other hand, is a specific set of beliefs, practices, and values related to a particular faith or institution. If you are already religious, you may find that your faith becomes even more important to you during midlife. You may also find that you are more open to exploring new spiritual practices or beliefs. If you are not religious, you may still find value in exploring your spirituality. This could involve practices such as meditation, yoga, or spending time in nature. Spirituality is recognizing that we are all connected through energy, and part of that energy is from a source that we can't see, but we can feel and hear and be comforted by. It's knowing that we are loved unconditionally and are here to experience life and serve others with our natural gifts. It's important to note that spirituality and religion are not one size fits all. What works for one person may not work for another. It's okay to explore different practices and beliefs until you find what resonates with you. You may also find that your spirituality evolves over time, and that's okay too. The important thing is to find what brings you peace, purpose, and fulfillment. To understand and improve your spiritual wellness, it is essential to measure it. Measuring spiritual wellness can be challenging because it's a subjective experience that varies from person to person. However, researchers have developed various models and scales to measure spiritual wellness. The 4-component measurement model is a widely accepted model for measuring spiritual wellness. According to this model, spiritual wellness has 4 components: personal, communal, environmental, and transcendental. Personal spiritual wellness involves one's inner life, values, and beliefs. Communal spiritual wellness refers to one's relationships with others and the community. Environmental spiritual wellness involves one's relationship with nature and the environment. And transcendental spiritual wellness involves one's relationship with their higher power or ultimate reality. To measure spiritual wellness using this model, researchers use surveys that assess each of these components. For example, a survey may ask questions about your beliefs and values, your relationships with others, your connection to nature and your experiences with a higher power. You can find more research on the printed blog. By reflecting in your journal about each of these areas and how you feel about your relationship with them, it can help you see where you might need to put more focus. Researchers have found negative correlations between spiritual wellness and negative outcomes such as depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. This means that as your spiritual wellness increases, the likelihood of experiencing these negative outcomes decreases. Multiple regression analyses have shown that spiritual wellness is a significant predictor of mental health, even when controlling for other factors such as age, gender, and socioeconomic status. According to WebMD, mental issues like depression and substance abuse can be a sign of a spiritual void in your life. Understanding the difference between a spiritual crisis and a mental illness is important to get to the root of the problem. Being aware of your spiritual wellness in midlife can shift your feeling of purpose and fulfillment. Knowing there is a source of energy inside of you that loves you unconditionally and is available to you at all times releases fear and promotes more ease in your life. Take some time to reflect and connect. Do you feel fulfilled in life? Can you connect with your higher spirit? Is there a sense of peace inside you? Do you feel that we are all connected? Spirituality doesn't have to be woo-woo. It is a natural and practical part of life. How can increasing your spiritual wellness in midlife help you?